Chapter 11. Promises to the Family. Angels are commissioned to watch in every family. Each one has the watch care of a holy angel. These angels are invisible, but sometimes they let their light shine so distinctly that it is recognized. All of us should be thankful at all times for the truth that heavenly angels are watching us moment by moment. Angels are ever present where they are most needed, with those whose surroundings are the most discouraging. In all ages, angels have been near to Christ's faithful followers. From what dangers, seen and unseen, we have been preserved through the interposition of the angels we shall never know, until in the light of eternity we see the providences of God. Then we shall know that the whole family of heaven was interested in the family here below, and that messengers from the throne of God attended our steps from day to day. God dwells in every abode. He hears every word that is spoken, listens to every prayer that is offered, tastes the sorrows and disappointments of every soul, regards the treatment that is given to father, mother, sister, friend, and neighbor. He cares for our necessities, and His love and mercy and grace continually flow to satisfy our need. In His care we may rest safely. The Lord has a special interest in the families of His children here below. Angels offer the smoke of the fragrant incense for the praying saints. Then in every family let prayer ascend to heaven, both at morning and at the cool sunset hour, in our behalf presenting before God the Savior's merits. Morning and evening the heavenly universe takes notice of every praying household. God has always had a care for His people. It is true that disappointments will come, tribulation we must expect, but we are to commit everything, great and small, to God. He does not become perplexed by the multiplicity of our grievances, nor overpowered by the weight of our burdens. His watch care extends to every household and encircles every individual. He is concerned in all our business and our sorrows. He marks every tear. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus knows us individually and is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows us all by name. He knows the very house in which we live, the name of each occupant. He has at times given directions to His servants to go to a certain street in a certain city, to such a house to find one of His sheep. Even in our day, angels in human form enter the homes of men and are entertained by them. And Christians who live in the light of God's countenance are always accompanied by unseen angels. And these holy beings leave behind them a blessing in our homes. Jesus should be the honored guest in the family circle. We should talk with Him, bring all our burdens to Him, and converse of His love, His grace, and His perfection of character. What a lesson may be daily given by godly parents in taking all their troubles to Jesus, the burden-bearer, instead of fretting and scolding over cares and perplexities they cannot help. It is the privilege of parents to take their children with them to the gates of the city of God, saying, "I have tried to instruct my children to love the Lord, to do His will, and to glorify Him." To such, the gates will be thrown open, and parents and children will enter in. Every family that finds entrance to the city of God will have been faithful workers in their earthly homes. Fathers and mothers who make God first in their households, who teach their children that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, glorify God before angels and before men by presenting to the world a well-ordered, well-disciplined family. A family that love and obey God instead of rebelling against Him. Christ is not a stranger in their homes. His name is a household name, revered and glorified. Angels delight in a home where God reigns supreme, and the children are taught to reverence religion, the Bible, and their Creator. Such families can claim the promise, "Them that honor me, I will honor." We need to trust in Jesus daily, hourly. He has promised that as our day is, our strength shall be. By His grace we may bear all the burdens of the present and perform its duties.